This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So I was on in a play last night, you guys. It was a play called, the play is called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
I have been so confused for the last day because I was convinced you were going to an actual spelling bee against children.
And I was too.
I like theater and I like Broadway shows. So I kind of knew this was already a Broadway show. So
yeah.
The Skylight Theater
downtown on Broadway
was
literally
doing their own version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's
on
like
Broadway,
a touring thing.
Yes. I never thought about
it. It's on Broadway. Yeah.
I never thought about it.
So I was literally on Broadway last night.
You're on Broadway.
Man. Oh my God, this is amazing. Thank you guys. I've made it.
You're
have
like
a nice
Adina
day.
You're going to be in Frozen 3 before we know it.
Might.
Man.
It was
hysterical.
To a point after the show, people came up to me and they said, "Are you in the play for the rest of the weekend? Have you been in it before?" And I go, "No." And they said, "Really?" And I said, "No. Why?" And they go, "You look like you were part of the cast." So I guess I did a good job.
What? So wait, you get invited to go do a guest spot on this or what?
They invited me to come do a guest spot because when you go to this play, you can sign up to be one of the participants in the spelling bee.
Oh.
Because the story is about, it circles around all these kids.
Yeah.
And there's the different characters and how their backgrounds are with their parents. It's actually a really good play. And it's a musical as well, so there's singing and dancing. But I was on stage for the part of it because I went and I signed up to be one of the spellers.
Yeah.
And they picked me, I guess because I'm on the radio or luck of the draw.
So,
but
it's a scripted play.
Yes.
However,
it is a spelling bee the entire time, but there's things that happen around, and then there's different characters
that do
their different little tics when they have their spelling. Like, one girl writes the word on her arm. One kid spells out the word on the floor with his foot, with his magic foot. Like, all of them have their own little stories. There's a girl, she has, her parents are gay. It's like this black guy, and she has an interracial gay couple. It's her dad, and they're very overprotective of her, and they're like, "You don't have a mom. You gotta do this for both your dads." And she's like, "I go home to two queens. This is terrible."
But what's the role of the random dude, a.k.a. Riggs, on the stage?
It's just to have audience participation, because throughout the entire play, it's interactive. They have people walking up and down the aisles. There's people laughing at the jokes. There's people interacting back and forth. Yes, Allie, go ahead.
Did they hand you a script?
No.
Okay, go Gibbons, because I have so many questions.
Before there was a briefing at 7:15, the show started at 7:30, they said you have two responsibilities, two lines. They will give you a word to spell. You have to say, what's the definition? They'll give you the definition, and then you have to say, can you use it in a sentence? Those are the only two things you have to do, and then spell the word. If you get it right, you keep going. If you get it wrong, you're out.
My
turn.
My turn. That's my only question.
I don't know the words.
Okay,
did not know the words.
That's all I needed. Okay, go
I did
Gibbons.
Not know the words.
While the entire play is going on that you're now a part of, is there choreography and stuff that you are now responsible for?
And in the beginning.
Wait, what?
Yes,
so
I was in a dance number, Allie. I was in an entire.
You've been given no script, no rehearsal.
Nope.
This is amazing.
Hold on.
This is like hardcore Second City improv stuff. This is improv, bruh.
100% it was.
That's impressive.
Yes. So they call me up on stage. It was in the beginning of the play. So I'm like, oh my God, already?
Dude. Oh my God, you don't even know what's happening.
No, they said it was going to happen. I didn't know when that soon into the play.
Oh, I wish I would have known
In
this.
My mind, I'm thinking they're going to bring me up. They'll bring people out of the audience. They give you a really hard word. You look like a goofy person. And you go back down like syrup or whatever the word happens to be.
Riggs
I don't know.
Was a guest star of the
25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
The play at Skylight Theater. So continue.
Which runs through the weekend, by the way, if you want to go.
Fantastic.
So I get up on the stage. Right, it's at the beginning, and I'm sitting there on this little, it's like bleachers, like a little moving set of bleachers, like in a gymnasium, because it takes place in a high school gymnasium during
the
spelling bee.
The set is a gymnasium, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to see this now.
The whole time.
Dude.
So I'm sitting there around all these characters, and they're talking to me. I'm like, okay, am I in this play now?
Am I supposed to be talking back?
So I go into character mode. I'm like, all right, I'm going to play the nervous guy that doesn't know what's going on. So that's why I would go into. So the girl next to me, she's got a list. She's like, have you done this before? And I was like, no, I haven't. She goes, do you want to practice with me right now?
It's like he's
having
a
little
set
conversations
with SNL characters, but he's normal, right? Can
and
you imagine?
And then you're having this conversation with this lady while the play is going on?
Yes, so there's other things going on. Then they break out into song. So there's people next to me. I'm in the play, on the stage. They're singing, like shouting in my face. All of a sudden, this little girl next to me, this little Asian girl, she was like quiet the whole time, very focused. She turns to me. She goes, we're going to start moving. Get ready. And I go, huh? She goes, stand up. And we stand up and we walk off the bleachers and we're doing like this conga dance around the entire stage.
Oh my God.
While we're doing this, she grabs my hand. They go, all right, we're going to go in a circle. Start skipping. I'm like, okay, now we're skipping in a circle. Then we start twirling.
Like
put your hands
Riggs
up.
Riggs accidentally walked into a party and started congaing with these people, but he didn't know what the hell was going on. This is hysterical.
It
was so fun.
I need a videotape of this.
I am so mad.
A digital videotape.
I have pictures. I put it up on my Instagram, Riggs Radio. I have some pictures. There was somebody in the audience that took some pictures and sent them to me.
I am so disappointed in myself.
For not
Why?
going.
Because
couldn't because I had my kids. Yeah. Damn, I would have been there.
Riggs literally says to me, you want to go see the, what was the name of the play again?
The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
And no. I go. Why did you say no?
Because I swear to God, I thought he.
I said no because I had kids. Why did you say no?
I thought he legitimately was just going to a spelling bee. And I'm like, why the hell do I care that Riggs is in a spelling bee?
Didn't care because he didn't get called up on stage like a double dare.
I hate it when you're right, though. Damn it.
So I got called up, and I get called up to spell my word, and they have little facts about me on the sheets. So they're, you know, they're making little jokes about me on stage, and I'm feeding into the guy, and I'm playing along, I'm playing the role. I'm like, okay, I'm in this play now. I'm just going to play the nervous, weird, goofy character guy. And the first word I had to spell was Mexican, which I nailed.
I was going to say, you got it right, right?
Of course.
Okay, we would have been embarrassed to have you on the show.
The second one I was nervous about, but I got it right. Intolerant.
Oh, I'd have to think about it.
I had to think about it, but I got it right.
Intolerant.
Intolerant. Yes, you both would have got it right.
Yes, okay. Kevin's, we're winning.
But then when they got towards the intermission, I'm still up there, and there's like still dance numbers going on, and people are dancing around me and singing around me, like in my face. I'm in this play on the stage.
Oh my God.
It's the craziest thing ever.
You're having an out-of-body experience.
Yes.
Like, what is happening?
What is going
me?
On? And then I get called up, and the word that I misspelled was Bunkaru. Bunkaru.
Well, I think Riggs has a new role on the show. It is guest star of Broadway plays in Milwaukee.
Yes, why not?
Because you were in it at the Skylight Theater on Broadway Avenue.
I got compliments afterwards, and I was like, I didn't think I was doing anything special, but apparently I should go back and do some more.
Oh, you were.
I'm a theater kid.
And then he got down, he's like, wow, I guess I'm awesome.
I guess I did
all right then, yeah. You should go check it out. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I would recommend it. It's very funny. The songs are funny. There's a guy that gets an uncomfortable, awkward erection, and it's very hilarious.
Jesus, his
unfortunate erection.
Nope, enough. Okay,
it's a whole song in the play.
Great, enough. Let them see it when they go. You went too far. That was too far.
Too far, Riggs.
But congrats on being a star in the play.
Thank you.
And I now know where the Skylight Theater is. I've never known. I've heard it said here and there.
Mm-hmm. Really cool theater.
So
really cool.
And I know about the Putnam Spelling Bee.
Uh-huh.
Play
Putnam
now.
County Spelling Bee. Yeah.
So amazing.
Super awesome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com.